Okay, well, you were working here at the radio station. You spent some nights out here at the station during the blizzard of 93.
Yeah, it was, at first it seemed like it was going to be kind of fun, but it wasn't fun. I got a call in the early evening from our board operator, Tony Lambert, and he said, "Randy, we're fixing to have a blizzard." And I thought he was overreacting. So he said he needed to go home. And I told him, I said, "Well, just hang in there for a little while. I'll be there and relieve you." So I stopped by the grocery store and I picked up some snacks, thinking that, you know, this is just going to be a passing thing. We may get a little snow, but it's not going to be that bad. And it was unbelievable. And the first night, the power went out. We had a tree to fall on the back part of the building, and it knocked over our outbuilding. And, of course, the power went out, and it got really cold. Mm-hmm. And I can remember looking out the front window and watching the snow come down, and it was like an unbelievable storm. And the wind was blowing so hard that it was snowing sideways. Mm-hmm. And we have three towers in the field, and all three of the towers were shaking. And I'm thinking, this is not right. And I really thought that maybe one of the towers might even fall because we were having a storm and snow falling at the same time. And I can remember my friend Mike Mettis came out to check on me.
Aww.
And I thought, well, the power will be back on in just a little while. But he loaned me a flashlight. And that night, I covered up. I had a sleeping bag out here, and I covered up. And I kept the flashlight on my face because I thought I was going to freeze to death.
Ooh.
I really thought I was going to freeze to death. Well, you know, it's the darkest before the dawn. And when the sun came up, it was a winter wonderland, but still we didn't have any power. And partly the reason is because we had a generator, but we had some damage from the trees. And so it took us a while to get back on the air. But it was an interesting and a memorable occasion.
Do you think we're better prepared to handle something like that? Or do you think, you know, I mean, some of the accounts I'm seeing, people are saying, oh, well, we were able to forecast this very, you know, like the Weather Channel, I'm seeing their accounts, they say we forecast it pretty succinctly. I mean, I can remember that week leading up to it, we had some pretty warm weather. And when they got on the intercom during Mr. Finley's typing class in 10th grade, told us we were getting to go home early from school because we were about to get snow.
Yeah.
Some of us thought it was a joke.
I think a lot of people did. We didn't take it serious. And as far as are we prepared if it should happen again? No, I don't think so. I don't think you can ever prepare yourself for a blizzard in Georgia. I mean, that's just not something you can prepare for. Are we better prepared? We're better prepared. But are we prepared? No, I think not.
Awesome. What are some good things that you remember about the blizzard?
Some of the what?
Some of the good things you remember about.
Well, I can remember that Mike Mettis, who's a good friend, and he owned Walker's Garden Center, he assisted the police departments by going out and contacting people that possibly were stranded. And I can remember going out with Mike. And he had a four-wheel drive truck, and we would go and, on the advice of police officers, some places to go visit and talk to people to make sure that they were okay. Mm-hmm. Well, since we were down here, you know, I said, hey, let's go. And the one bad thing about the storm, the really bad thing, is because at home you didn't have any power for days, and I couldn't get home. Because the roads were impossible for me to drive on, or anybody for that matter, because there were a lot of hills between the station here and there. So I ended up in a warm spot at my mom and dad's house, and you folks didn't have any power.
Yeah, we had a lot of blankets. We were great. We were grateful to have those blankets.
Yeah.
So you talked about how severe the weather was. You know, I mean, how severe the snow was and how hard it was coming down. Do you remember thunder snow?
Oh, yeah, sure. I do remember it. I really do. And it was scary.
Well, what are some of the distinct features that you remember about that thunder snow?
Well, the lightning was profuse. Mm-hmm. And I was flabbergasted by it. I couldn't believe that it was lightning and thundering and snowing and cold. How's that possible? It just didn't seem possible.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm good if we don't have any more snow this year.
Yeah.
And certainly never a snow that big again. Not here in Georgia.
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you.
Uh-huh.